Heads up.
Welcome to Death Panel, where according to Sarah Palin, Barack Obama will decide whether or not to kill her parents and Down syndrome baby.
Please don't kill my parents and Down syndrome baby.
This panel sentences them to death.
This death panel is pure evil.
Evil.
Evil. Oh, it's just a horrible dream. Thank God we have a for-profit health insurance industry that never ever denies health care to people. Am I right?
Poor people gonna rise up and take what's theirs. Cause finally the tables are starting to turn.
That was Look Back at Last Week in History, and you're about to hear This Week in Radical History for the week starting August 17th.
There is something going on in the ether.
The kids are now moving back into the street.
For every Martin they cut down, there must be 100 Martins to step into his shoes.
This Week in Radical History is produced from the mobile fortress of Glee Glee Studios. Special thanks this week to the Radio Roots crew from WBAI in New York City for some audio that I'm borrowing for this week's show, an example of which you're about to hear right now. People, the time has
come. This is your Radio Roots reporter, Arturo Contreras. On this day, August 17th in 1893, the controversial white American actress and playwright Mae West was born in Queens, New York. Mae West began her successful onstage career at a young age. She later wrote and starred in her first Broadway play entitled Sex, which riled up city officials and landed Mae West in jail for public obscenity. Her next play, The Drag, was about gay transgendered men and was completely banned from Broadway. Even in Hollywood, Mae West continued to shock the world with her risque and sexual material, and her work was constantly being censored. During her career, West performed two radio sketches that were apparently outrageous enough to panic the FCC and get her banned from the NBC network.
You go, girl.
Yeah, I said it. This is your free speech educator reminding you never let the past slip away.
Debunking the myth that America was founded on religious freedoms, on August 18th, 1634, Arbane Grandier is burned at the stake for being a witch. Also on August 18, 1941, in a letter to President Roosevelt, Representative John Dingell suggests incarceration of 10,000 Hawaiian Japanese Americans as hostages to ensure, quote, good behavior on the part of Japan, unquote. Also on August 18, 1977, South Africa, Steve Binko, a leading student of apartheid resistor, was arrested in Port Elizabeth, later while in custody murdered. To quote Steve Binko, the most potent weapon in the hands of the oppressor is the mind of the oppressed. Lastly, for August 18, 1996, the prison population rises to nearly 1.6 million inmates, double the number of a decade ago, the Justice Department said. This week in Radical History for August 19, 1503, Thou shall not kill. Well, tell that to Pope Alexander VI, who dies accidentally of poison intended for his guests. Also on this date in 1692 in the New World, five people, including the town's former minister, hung in Salem for witchcraft. There is a long list of religious persecution in the New World, like the followers of Thomas Morton, who set up a trading colony upstate from the Puritans' Plymouth colony. This colony was much more successful than the Puritans' colony, for they actually treated the area natives as friends rather than hated heathens. Morton's colony had a live-and-let-live attitude, which included a monthly dancing around the Maypole Dance celebration. The Puritans could have none of that, and struck down Morton's colony, destroying it by force. The long, long line of religious persecution in New World not only included Morton's colony and supposed witches, but anyone not of the Puritans' faith like Quakers who were regularly forced out of the New World colonies. Yep, America's founded on religious freedom. True, as long as that religious is pious enough. Otherwise, they're destroyed by the evangelical zealots. Also on August 19, 1911, Mexican troops battle for the anarchist Zapatista-controlled cities. Also on that date, 1953 in Iran, troops overthrow liberal-leaning premier and put the pro-Western dictator in power in a coup directed by the CIA, all to protect American interests. Also on that date, 1958, NAACP Youth Council begins sit-in at desegregated lunch counters in Oklahoma. Also on that date, 1971, H.R. Haldeman, President Nixon's hatchet man, orders an FBI investigation of CIA news correspondent Danielle Shore, who had analyzed the president's speech, quote, unfavorably, unquote. Lastly, on August 19, 1989, South Africa Nobel Peace Prize winner Bishop Desmond Tutu are among hundreds of black demonstrators who are whipped and sandblasted by helicopters as they attempt to picnic on the white-only beaches near Cape Town. This week in Radical History for August 20th, 150 years plus before the official founding of America, on this date in 1619, the first group of 20 African slaves land in Jamestown, Virginia.
This is your Radio Roots reporter, Maria Tumbawala. On this day, August 20th, in 1831, Nat Turner led a huge slave uprising in Southampton County, Virginia. The revolt began with only 6 followers, but eventually gained the support of approximately 60 slaves, who traveled from house to house murdering white slave owners and freeing slaves. 57 whites were killed. Although Nat Turner managed to escape the pursuing militia for 6 weeks, he was eventually arrested and brutally executed. In the months that followed, 55 black people suspected of being involved in Nat Turner's rebellion were executed and hundreds were beaten, tortured, and slaughtered by angry white mobs. While controversial, Nat Turner is viewed by many as a heroic symbol of black resistance to oppression. A little too militant for American Black History Month. Yeah, I said it.
Also on August 20th, 1886, sentences are handed down against the Haymarket trial defendants, found guilty despite obvious innocence. 7 anarchists are condemned to death. The hangings of the 7 innocent men will take place on November 11, 1887. Lastly, for August 20, 1998, U.S. cruise missiles pound targets in Sudan and Afghanistan and accidentally in Pakistan, targeting pharmaceutical industry factories, maker of anti-malaria and veterinarian drugs. Cruise missiles precisely target and destroy the factories. Quote, there is no sanctuary for terrorists and no limit to the resolve to defend American citizens and our interests, or our ideals of democracy and laws, unquote, says Clinton's U.S. Defense Secretary William Cohen. Still later, the U.S. finally confessed that it erred in claiming that the plant was manufacturing storing nerve gas or any link to Osama bin Laden, as was previously stated. Oops, my bad.
This is your Radio Roots reporter, Arturo Contreras. On this day, August 21st, in 1971, Black Panther member and political prisoner George Jackson was shot dead by prison guards while attempting to escape from San Quentin Prison. At the time he was killed, Jackson was incarcerated for the murder of a white prison guard. The killing of the guard had been in retaliation for the earlier murder of 3 black activists in a nearby prison, in which case the guard was acquitted and the murders ruled justifiable homicide. Jackson had become politicized the first time he was locked up at the age of 18, and he quickly earned a reputation as a black revolutionary. There are even some speculations that the FBI was involved in the assassination of George Jackson as part of their COINTELPRO mission to eliminate all radical black social resistance. Yeah, I said it. This is your free speech educator reminding you, never let the past slip away.
This week in Radical History for August 22nd, I only got a couple items. 1692, 8 more persons hung in Salem, Massachusetts, charged with witchcraft. Also on August 22nd, 1968, Remy Davis tells Chicago city officials it would be, quote, suicide, unquote, not to allow demonstrators during the Democratic National Convention to sleep in city parks. Tomorrow, Officer Friendly posts 11 p.m. curfew signs in park trees at Lincoln and Grand Parks. The whole world will be watching the Chicago police beating and gassing everyone and everybody they can get their hands on. Lastly, for August 22, 1972, police arrest 891 over 2 days as thousands of anti-war protesters disrupt the Miami Beach Convention of the Republican Party. People, the time's
come. This is your Radio Roots reporter, Maria Tumbawala. On this day, August 22nd, in 1989, black activist Huey P. Newton was shot dead while walking along a street in Oakland, California. Newton had become involved with campus activism while attending Oakland City College years earlier. After connecting with Bobby Seale, the two organized the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense in 1966. The organization's radical view against the oppressive social structure of the American government and its confrontation of Oakland's racist police force gained them a quick reputation with the FBI. After his release from a short stint in prison, Newton renounced political violence and forced his activism on beneficial community outreach programs. Newton was allegedly murdered by a drug dealer, and the media used this idea to rip apart Newton's reputation and devalidate him as a positive community leader. Yeah, I said it. This is your free speech educator reminding you, never let the past slip away.
This week in Radical History for August 23rd, 1500, New World. Christopher Columbus, accused of mistreatment of natives in Haiti, is arrested and sent back to Spain in chains. Could have threw him overboard and saved us a lot of trouble. Also on August 23rd, 1911, Ishi, last member of a Stone Age tribe in America, is discovered in California. For a great book about Ishi coming out of the wilderness into the white world, see the book Ishi of Two Worlds. Also on August 23, 1917, riots occur in Houston, Texas, when the 24th Infantry seeks revenge to the city's white police after a brutal beating of two black regimental soldiers. After 2 hours of violence, 15 whites, including four policemen, are killed and 18 more are injured. Four soldiers died. 118 soldiers are charged in connection with the riots, and 19 are executed, most in almost total secrecy, in one of the most infamous court-martials ever involving African-Americans. More short items for August 23rd. 1946. Three white men are fined $10 in Collins, Mississippi, for the attempted rape of three black women at gunpoint. And justice for all. Also on that date in 1962, always with a hard-on for Castro, JFK administration approves a massive covert sabotage effort against Cuba. Lastly, for August 23rd, 1996, today the net worth of the world's 358 richest people equal the combined income of the poorest 45% of the world's population. That's 2.3 billion people. Once again, way back in 1996, and it's gotten worse since then, 358 people have as much wealth as 2.3 billion people.
Everybody has to pay taxes. Even businessmen that rob and steal and cheat from people every day, even they have to pay taxes.
You have been listening to This Week in Radical History. Inspiration came from the Slingshot Calendar Organizer, and more radical historical info came from the People's Calendar at the Daily Bleed website. Speaking of inspiration, some down peeps that produced Anarchy Now are also doing a live weekly anarchist ditty. Check out Bottom Up Radio Network or BURN each and every Sunday night starting at 8 p.m. Central Time Zone. And the place you can tune into this anarcho-radical perspective is blogtalkradio.com/rabble. Again, Sundays, 8 p.m. at blogtalkradio.com/RABBLE. Got the bolt. We leave you musically this week with Holy, 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 but this last reminder that I never really leave you, for I'm forever yours in the struggle, Mike Cannon.
The world is
lying on a bed of You're good and drunk. You're too drunk as you're told. You love everything you've got. Your body and soul. Oh, come out now. Come out soon. You can't be lying when the violent ocean leads you to your grave.
Some anarchist affiliation that have been causing problems of breaking windows, rioting throughout the town.